Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Yeah, you just heard Joe Biden there. I guess Joe doesn't like it when women have an opinion. Doesn't mind smelling their hair, though. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And of course, you can listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. Make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. And follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Boy, you know, next week, Dave, when we do our Supreme Court special, it's going to be a hoot, I tell you. I'm just teasing it, but this is going to be a good one based on all these little Joe Biden sound bites we're getting. Yeah, this is going to be a good one. Joining us now to shed some light on the Kelly administration's complete lack of transparency and blatant attempts to deceive and mislead the public is Dave Traubert, president of the Kansas Policy Institute. Dave, thank you for joining us this evening, my friend.
Thanks for being here, John.
So, Dave,
thanks for having me, brother.
Well, we knew what you meant. We knew what you meant. So, Dave, let me ask you, the first incident that was reported, and I actually saw it first in the Topeka Capital Journal, was when Governor Kelly's office blocked a legislative committee from obtaining a list of the state's personal protective equipment supplies. Now, for those who may not have seen the story, Senator Dennis Pyle of Hiawatha released emails during a meeting of a House-Senate joint committee. It's a study committee, and it showed that the panel's request had been refused. The committee is considering whether the law needs to be revised in the wake of the pandemic. But Governor Kelly, I was shocked at this. She instructed her administration not to comply with the legislative committee, correct?
Well, yeah, John, but you were shocked at that? Really? Governor Kelly, you know, she ran on, I'm being facetious, she ran on a platform of being the transparency governor and going to shed light on everything, and everything will be wide open. And that's usually code for, yeah, not really. I've worked with four governors since I've been with the Kansas Policy Institute. The Kelly administration, by far, is the worst to deal with on transparency. They just have a screw you attitude. To legislators, to media, it doesn't matter. If you don't agree with them, they will not be transparent. They will do everything they can to obfuscate. And including in this situation, you got a committee in charge of relooking. This is the Emergency Management Committee. They won't even tell them where they've distributed PPE.
Yeah, the quote, the email that Senator Pyle shared says, quote, "The governor's office has directed us not to provide any detail for the question that you ask. If you have any questions, please contact Will Lawrence, chief of staff of Governor Kelly." Now, I served in the legislature for 3 years at the same time that Governor Brownback was governor. And here's my question here. Why would the governor's chief of staff be instructing the administration, or obviously the governor, not to comply? I don't. Sam Brownback granted, there may have been times when they didn't want to answer questions, but I've never heard of a governor flat out instructing them not to answer questions from a legitimate legislative committee empowered to investigate something.
No, that's unfortunately yet another new low for this administration. When they don't want to provide it, I mean, come on. This is just they want to cover something up. They have something to hide. The reason Senator Pyle and his committee asked for this information is there has been concern that nursing homes have not been able to get adequate supplies of PPE. So they want to know, where is it? Where is it? Where did you buy it? And where is it being distributed? You know, I mean, you look at healthcare for the nursing homes account for over half of the deaths in this state. It's that they have 304 deaths out of the 632 reported, or it's right about half. That's an amazing number, and yet with a concern that the nursing homes may not be getting it, the Kelly administration says, no, it would take too much time. Now, if you're going to claim it takes too much time, that begs the credulity. Does that mean you really aren't keeping track
right
of where you send it? Because it should be let me forward this spreadsheet to you. They have taking too much time is nonsense. They have something they don't want to show, which, you know, knowing the history of this administration is not surprising. They hide everything.
Right. Another issue that came up this week, thanks to you guys at the Sentinel, involved some COVID-19 test kits that were purchased from an unregistered company, which then imported them from China, correct?
Yeah. So Kelly is saying, Governor Kelly is announcing at press conferences back in the spring, oh, we're buying a lot of these test kits from a local company. Well, that local company imported them from China, and they knew this. They issued the purchase order. We have the email exchange between officials at KDHE where it was very clearly understood, because they were even asking questions like, you know, if you don't have an importer, we can use ours. There's no question they knew where this was coming from China. They won't even answer basic questions like, are these test kits FDA approved?
And they're just refusing to answer the question. I mean, this is basic stuff.
It is. They're refusing to answer the question. The company that they bought it from, OKEC LLC, didn't exist, according to the Secretary of State, on the day they issued the purchase order. They went through this negotiation process, they went through the acquisition process in March. There's emails saying, okay, how are we going to check this out? If we can vet him, this might be a good issue. You know, did they know that the guy wasn't even registered with the Secretary of State? We wrote to the owner, who we believe is OKEC, a guy named Jim Osborne, and asked, are you the same Jim Osborne that had bankruptcy filings, that was sued for not paying real estate commissions, that had this long history of financial transactions? And they advanced $700,000 to this company before it was even registered as a company with the Secretary of State in Kansas.
We're talking with Dave Traubert from the Kansas Policy Institute. Dave, you guys also reported this week that the administration is still pushing the debunked notion that mask mandates led to lower COVID infection rates. I mean, I thought this is the whole Graphgate thing. They're still pushing that bunk?
Yeah, they are. They are. Now, again, keep in mind for your listeners, this isn't about masks. It's about mask mandates.
Right, yes.
Does a government order have an effect? Because even in counties where, like, you're in Sedgwick County, I'm in Johnson County, just because it's a mandate doesn't mean people are wearing masks.
No, I'm a good example of that.
and in the 89 counties where there isn't a mandate, there's a lot of people wearing masks. So this is all nonsense. This is all posturing. There's nothing scientific to it. It is just listen, government, when government says do something, you must do it. That's the message they're trying to send.
Well, and didn't KDHE Secretary Lee Norman also just have to explain why KDHE is still struggling to get basic COVID-19 reporting numbers right? I mean, he had the death number was wrong. This seems like they can't even get the reporting data accurate.
Yeah, and in the Sentinel story we wrote about this, which I must say was originally reported by the Pittsburgh Morning Sun, about a couple of clusters that allegedly existed in Southeast Kansas. Turns out, I mean, you look, go to the officials there, the healthcare facilities and schools and so forth, and those people are saying, no, that's not true. They aren't looking at the real facts. You know, it's just the story we published, our president, James Franco, was quoted as calling this the gang that can't shoot straight. And, you know, it's hard to say where the line crosses from they're just incompetent to they're covering up what they know is bad information.
Yeah, well, cluster is the right word. I just don't think it's being used in the right context, Dave.
That's the first half.
Dave, thank you again for joining us. If folks want to read some of these articles, I've shared every one of them on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. They can also visit sentinelksmo.org, correct?
That's right, and thanks, John, for sharing that. This is a responsibility of mainstream media, and thank goodness your show is one of the very few that is helping people get the information they need so they can make up their own minds rather than have government or mainstream media tell them how to think.
Well, thank you, bro. I mean, I feel compelled to do it because of that. I mean, I saw the one article in the Cap Journal. That's the only press that has run this other than you guys. So right back at you. Thank you for doing this, because if you weren't, I don't think the story would get out there. So thank you, brother. I appreciate you.
That thanks goes to our donors, because we can't do this. We're a nonprofit. We can't do this without the generous support of Kansans. And so hats off to hundreds of Kansans who make this possible.
Well, thank you again, and keep up the good work, my friend.
Thanks, John. Take care.
Coming up, I want to hear from you. Am I overreacting to these stories, or is the real rot and corruption in the heart of our local and state governments, is that real? I mean, you know how I feel. Now I want to hear from you. Studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We'll be back right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.